And she interviewed me, or someone that worked for her interviewed me. And I talked to them about the business I wanted to start and what I wanted to do. And, you know, they said, oh, you'd be a perfect fit. But it was not a perfect fit.
She was not transparent.
Not at all.
She was not honest.
No.
She was not on the up and up.
Mm-mm.
But it was because of greed.
It's Jess
and Dee,
and we are the hosts of the Conversations with a Digital Strategist podcast, and we are so excited to have you here for episode 2. On this episode, we're going to be talking about another really interesting topic.
Yeah, yeah, it's something that has to be said.
It so. Needs to be said. We are going to be talking about when you are running your business, you need to be honest. Honest about what it is that you do, and particularly, that's a hard word to say, who you service. And I'm not talking about... know your target market.
No.
Everybody said, know your target market. Yeah, you got to know who your target market is. But I'm specifically talking about being honest about who it is specifically that you service, who would be the best candidate for what you provide.
Yeah, and I can tell you firsthand, because I started out teaching food entrepreneurship, and there were people in my classes that would say, I make everything. And it used to anger me, because you don't make everything. For example, there might be a cake decorator that says, you know what, I also make cookies, I make brownies, I make fill in the blank. And while they were an amazing cake decorator, they didn't make those other things. They knew how to make them, but that was not their specialty. And so a lot of times they got customers that were not, they would go and make cookies and try to decorate cookies. They were not cookie decorators. They were cake decorators. And not the same thing. Then they would get upset. The customer would get upset. And they were like, why is this happening to me? It's because you were not transparent. You were not honest about what it was that you did, what you sold, what your specialty was.
Exactly. So this is the episode about stay in your lane. stay in your lane. So here's what I mean by that. Let's say you are you do hair. I'm just going to throw this out there. Okay, let's say you do hair and you focus on natural hair for African-American women. That's wonderful. If that's where you want to focus, then that should be all over your website. That should be all over your social media. If your strength is not in giving relaxers, don't be out here giving relaxers, because you're going to mess somebody's hair up. Don't do that. You see what I'm saying? So if you are a generalist, jack of all trades, then say that. I am a generalist. I am a jack of all trades. And what that may mean is, for example, if you're an esthetician, if you're a generalist slash jack of all trades, it may mean that people shouldn't come to you if they want long term, sit down with me, you know, really get in the weeds, tell me how to best fix my skin and improve my skin and, you know, give me a plan or some type of schedule that I can be on. Like that, if that's not your thing, if you're not the educating type, you just kind of, I give facials, that's what I do, then say that.
Yeah.
I can give you an example. So I purchased a learning online course program. God. And I spent an ungodly amount of money. Okay. This woman robbed me blind. Okay. But she had a huge following. And I said, oh, she knows something I don't know. Now, hindsight is always going to be 20/20. What does that mean? That means that after everything is said and done, I know better now.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment, I didn't know any better. I thought she knew what she was doing, and I thought she knew something I didn't know. Because I will be the first to tell you, even after 20 years in the game, baby, I don't know everything. I'm never going to know everything. It's not possible to know everything, okay? So I was like, okay, I can still learn from other people. And I gave her all my money, gave her the rent, and then some. And then she gave me a program that did nothing. And the program probably would have been great for a different type of business. So once I got into the program, she said, well, if you want to follow my system, you need to create a business. Now, I already had a business in mind, and she interviewed me, or someone that worked for her interviewed me, and I talked to them about the business I wanted to start and what I wanted to do. And, you know, they said, oh, you'd be a perfect fit, but it was not a perfect fit.
She was not transparent.
Not at all.
She was not honest.
No.
She was not on the up and up,
mm-mm.
But it was because of greed.
Right.
I'm just going to put it out there. Mm-hmm. And you're going to find a lot of gurus, a lot of folks out there that will not be transparent.
Right.
And I'm going to even share, may I share?
Go right ahead.
One of the key questions you can ask that will prevent you from giving away a lot of money is when you start asking questions. When you start saying, now, are you saying you can guarantee that I do this? Or are you saying that if I do this, this will be the result? When they shut down, I want you to take your credit card and I want you to run as fast as you can. Because people who are not transparent will never give you specifics.
Right.
They can't tell you anything. They won't answer your questions. They won't respond to your emails or your text. So that is something to be aware of. Just wanted to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. And another thing is, this is hard for me because this is going to break your heart. It's going to break your heart. But I am a practitioner. Okay, so there's a difference between a guru and a practitioner. A guru is someone who took a couple Udemy courses, watched a couple YouTube videos, found out they were really good at selling, started opened up a website, you know, on Squarespace and decided they were going to create a funnel. And the rest is history. Okay, they're very charismatic. People love them. They put their information out there and people just automatically trust them. And the problem with that is that they are making promises that it's not even that they can't keep. It's a promise they shouldn't be making. I'm never going to tell you that if you follow this recipe, it will work.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you that. I'm never going to tell you. And I've been doing this for over 20 years. I am never going to tell you that if you, you know, do your social media ads or your social media posts or your search engine optimization or your videos this way, right here, if you do just this, then you're going to make seven figures. I am never going to say that to you. In fact, I don't know what's going to get you to seven figures. And newsflash, nobody else does either.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. Because there's no magic bullet. There's no recipe. There's no, you know, follow this process or procedure and it'll get you there. If that was the case, don't you think everybody over the span of how long have human beings been in existence, we would have figured it out and everybody would be successful? Okay, it's called a mix, which means you have, think of it like this. Okay, again, I'm dating myself. Y'all remember Ruby Tuesday? Y'all remember Ruby Tuesday? Okay, so I used to love me some Ruby Tuesday. I think there's like one left in the state of North Carolina, maybe. But they had a salad bar. They were known for their salad bars, and they had like everything you could want to put on your salad was on this salad bar, okay? And I am the type of salad connoisseur where I put everything on my salad. So what I hated was that as it got closer, like into the early 2000s, like middle 2000s, they made the plates smaller, and that pissed me off because my salad was this big and these little tiny plates, like it was ridiculous. So I say this to say your digital strategy is a salad bar. You're going to go up one time and you're going to get some lettuce and you might get some cucumbers and maybe a little macaroni salad, and make sure you get your dressing. You got to put your dressing on there, maybe some bacon bits and stuff. Okay. And you go back and you sit down at the table and you taste it. Is it good? What does it need? Because your next trip up there, you need to make some adjustments. Now, you could have gotten it right the first time and said, oh my God, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And go back up there and your second plate is exactly like your first. And then when you sit down, you get the exact same results. Or you can say, you know what? Them cucumbers, they ain't taste right. So now I think I'm gonna get some mushrooms and maybe some slices of boiled egg and some tomatoes. So that it's the same with your digital strategy. You may decide content marketing is going to be the thing. And so you do a little article writing on LinkedIn and a little blogging on Medium and a little bit of video marketing on YouTube. Okay, awesome. And you sit back and you look at your numbers. The gurus aren't going to tell you to look at your numbers. They don't want you to look at your numbers, because if you look at your numbers, you're going to find out that what they said didn't work. Anyway, you sit down, you look at your numbers, and you say, oh, this is bringing in the eyeballs, the people, the potential customers that I want. This is bringing in the sales that I want. This is bringing in the repeat sales that I want. Or it's not. Crickets. Hootie-hoo. Nobody. So now I got to go back to the drawing board. Right. I got to go back to the salad bar. And where, you know, the articles were bringing in a little few people, that blog wasn't doing nothing.
Right.
So let's take the blog out and throw it away. Okay. So it's a mix and match what you do to market, promote, advertise, and run your business. Okay. So when you hear the gurus saying, follow this. Here's an ebook. That ebook is not going to, no. And it's free. Oh, now I know it's not going to tell you anything. It's not going to tell you anything. So just when you get out there and you are telling people, this is what I provide, this is what I offer, be honest, be accurate, be, dare I say, vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And say, look, I can't help everybody. Right. Me, I can't. I don't, mm-hmm. I don't, there are some businesses that I may not be able to assist. Even within my business, the Business Hive, it is a platform. We will actually, when we launch, we're going to have a limit.
Yeah.
We're going to have a limit. We're not going to be able to take unlimited members.
No.
We're going to have a limit. Does that cut my money? Yeah, absolutely. Do I care? Nope, not really. Mm-mm. Because I would much rather focus in and be able to genuinely help a handful of people than throw sticks to millions. And there's another guru that I used to follow and gave money to. Lord Jesus. Gave money to this chick. She used to be in her program a lot. And I've heard this about a lot of people. She used to be in her program a lot. And all of a sudden, she stopped. She got interested in other things. And so she stopped. And people stopped being in her program because they were there for her. If you are not interested, mm-hmm. if you really don't care, it's going to show. People are going to figure that out and they're going to leave you. So be honest, mm-hmm. be present, be vulnerable, give. You will receive so much more mm-hmm. than you give if you give freely. If you give with stipulations, if you give with an attitude, nobody's going to want to do anything, be bothered with you at all.
And do understand, and from the time when I was a little girl in my parents' business, and I grew up, my dad used to always say, he's passed on now, but he used to always say, those customers, you are here for them. You are of service to the people who pay you for the product or service that you offer. And you're not doing them a favor. So if you are out there thinking you're making jewelry, you think you're operating this nonprofit for the homeless, you're feeding families, whatever you're doing in your business or nonprofit, you are providing a service to these people. They are not smaller than, they're not, they shouldn't be belittled, because if not for them, you wouldn't exist. And see, we don't think like that anymore.
It's not sexy.
No, it's not sexy. It's not sexy. You're right. Mm-hmm. It's all about me. Forget about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if you're going to be in business in 2024, you better turn it around. You better pay attention to what's happening, because people are listening. There was a time when people got so enthralled in social media and everything, and they still are. But I'm going to tell you, you heard it first here. People are starting to pay attention. Be transparent. Mm-hmm. Be honest. Stop trying to get over on people. If somebody contacts you, you contact them back. Oh, but it wasn't good. They didn't like my product. They want their money back. Make a decision. You may have to pay them their money back. Oh, no, we don't pay money. Don't say what you won't do, because the social media sphere, they will cancel you, drag you. You're in business for who? You are not in business to make money, and you are not in business for yourself. You are in business for the people you serve.
Right. Keyword, serve. Everyone thinks in 2024 that being a business owner is a flex. They think, oh man, you get out here and people respect you and people that, no, newsflash, baby, this is hard.
Yeah.
Okay. This is hard. This isn't, I'm not having the time of my life over here, folks. Okay. But I know why I'm doing this. And It matters. Again, oh, don't worry about what people think about you. No, you have to worry about what people think about you. You're in business. I care what you think. If you say, Jessica, you know what? You could improve the audio quality. Let me know. Hey, Jessica, you could improve the video quality. Let me know. I want this to be something that is pleasurable for you to consume, because it is more important to me that you get the message than it is for me to be on camera. Showtime. Like, no. No, I'm here. I've been doing this for 20 years behind the scenes. Behind the scenes. I started this because I was scrolling on social media just like you at 2 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't sleep and TikTok had a hold on me. And I'm like, why did he say that? That's not true. Oh my, that has 3,000 likes. That's not true. Oh my God, that's not going to work. Oh my God, they shouldn't be doing that. Why is this person telling people that? And something clicked and said, you have got to get out there and you got to talk to the masses. So my little introverted self tiptoed into the living room. Yeah, that's where I'm at. And decided I needed to tell the truth. So that's what I'm doing. And that's what you need to be doing. You have got to get out here. And this is the other thing. It's going to set you apart.
Yeah.
There's so much copy and paste going on in the world today that it is almost people, businesses, coaches. Oh my God, the word coach. Coaches, consultants, they are almost indistinguishable from each other. It's like children of the corn, you know, or a cul-de-sac. It's like, you know, rubber stamping all these houses. Like, that's how it is. Coach, 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 coach. And they're all the same. They're all in the camera. They're all yelling at you, telling you what you're doing is wrong. How do you know what I'm doing is wrong? How do you even know what I'm doing? So, you know, everybody is doing the exact same thing.
Right.
If you simply decide,
yeah,
I want to be genuine.
Right.
I want to be real. I just want to be me. And you get in front of the camera and you be like, look, let me tell you. Want to hear it? Here it go. Okay. This is old school. What show was that? In Living Color. Want to hear it? Here it go. I don't like to gossip, but you want to hear it? Here it go. If you just tell your truth, mm-hmm, if you just are honest, hey guys, I work with authors who want to publish their book, but I really only work with nonprofit authors. I mean, with nonfiction authors. Say that.
Right.
Don't just go taking money from everybody when you can't help everybody. Who do you help? Focus on those people. There's enough money out here to be made by everybody. Okay? Stay in your lane. Stay in your genre, your focus area. Okay. What can you do that nobody else can do? That right there is what is going to set you apart from everybody so much. People are going to flock to you. Okay. All right.
You got anything you want to add?
Oh my goodness. No, just, I hope that people will heed the warning and listen,
yeah,
and not be swayed to be gimmicky, but just be who you are. Be honest, be transparent, be willing to say yes, be willing to say no. You know, even if you've already been in business, it doesn't matter. It's not too late. You know, one of the reasons your business might not be making the money that it should be making is because you have swayed a little bit from being honest and transparent and real with customers, and it's never too late. So that's our message, our podcast message for today. And I know it's corny, and I know it's not something that people want to do, and people go, oh, you just want us to be do-gooders. Well, let me tell you, we could stand to have a few do-gooders.
Just saying. No, I got nothing else for
you. All right, well. Every Tuesday, every Thursday, we got podcast episodes. We're going to be in here talking about a whole bunch of stuff, baby. We got pages and pages. Like, literally, we have pages and pages. Okay, how's it? And pages and pages and pages of topics that we want to talk about. So we got you. We got episodes about episodes that we're going to be putting out every Tuesday and Thursday. If you are listening audio, remember, we also have this podcast in video over on YouTube. And if you're watching us on YouTube and you would much rather just listen to us on the go, we do have the audio podcast that you can access too. We are super excited. We are super excited about this podcast. I have been wanting to do this for so very long. And now is my chance to really get out there and tell y'all all the stuff I know. Subscribe, like, share. And then what all the people tell you to say, subscribe, like, share, click the bell.
Absolutely.
Stand on your head. Do a turn. I don't know. All the things, people. All the things. Anything else, Dee?
No. Just if you have questions,
yeah,
please. Yeah. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
You know, don't sit there in silence. It's too easy to sit in silence. Mm-hmm. If you have a question or a topic that you'd like for us to cover, mm-hmm. please let us know.
And we respond to comments.
Yes, we do.
All comments.
Yes,
so,
we do.
Y'all go ahead and comment. I know a lot of people will not respond to your comments. I'm going to respond. So go ahead, put your little comment down there, and I will answer you. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening, and we will check you out in the next episode. Y'all have a great one.
See you soon.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.